Prime Time with Isaac and Sook.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Isaac Robb.
Cat starts going, all crazy. We need more dogs.
Jason Sukanik.
Try to let it out the front door. Cat's still going crazy in there.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Be a dog.
105.1 and 1080.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
We need more dogs.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
How you feeling?
Don't start. Don't start.
What?
You know.
I do know.
You're just trolling at this point.
I am so trolling.
You're just trolling.
Woo!
Freaking A.
The Mets lost again today, you guys.
In spectacular fashion.
He's a Mets fan.
Yeah, for some reason. They'll be fine, though.
They'll be fine.
They'll
be fine.
Look, I have...
Juan Soto will be fine.
I have resisted the panic button all year. I have not mashed it. And, yeah, it's...
Has it been mashed? We're all waiting on the edge of our seat. Has it been mashed?
Yeah.
Has it been mashed?
Yeah. It's time! For God's sake! Really? Getting no hit and swept by the Guardians?
They didn't get no hit.
Yeah, great. Way to go, Juan Soto with the solo meaningless ninth inning home run. Awesome.
You know who Juan Soto
is? So cool.
He's the new Sammy Sosa.
It's great. And then just
meaningless home run in the bottom of the ninth.
Shuffle around the bottom of the ninth to break up the no-hitter. Awesome.
Sammy Soto.
Cool.
Sammy Soto.
Glad to know the Giants and the Guardians, both sellers, whooped our ass.
Maybe cool. Two will lighten his skin.
It's going great. It's going great right now.
Right on the YouTube chat, our Mets suck.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good right now. Not happy. That and I can't stop sweating. My shower didn't take. I'm sweating profusely.
It's humid today. It took me almost an hour to stop sweating after my run.
Good Lord.
It's humid out there.
Yeah, it's humid.
We had some rain.
I'm pouring sweat. Nothing's working. The Mets are terrible. All hell's breaking loose.
You know
loose.
What? You should just go home.
I probably should. This is just, it's not my day. It's not my day. I forgot socks today, so I'm not wearing socks. So I got swampy feet, and now I was kind of running around, and now I've started sweating again. I thought I had stopped sweating. No. Now I'm in a Mets panic sweat.
I think we're going to stop.
The WNBA is under attack.
Blue Jays are up 20-1 on the Rockies.
At least we're not the Rockies.
Did you see that game the other night where the Rockies came back?
The 17-16 game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nuts.
They came back and won 17-16.
Well, it was 9-0 in the first inning.
Yeah.
It's only the second time ever that a team's come back from that deficit. And then, yeah, they I think they were 8 runs down and with 2 innings to go, and they came back and won.
The Rockies came back?
Yeah.
Yeah, they beat the Pirates.
Boy, does that count because it's the Pirates?
Yeah, I mean, it does count.
Yeah,
it was wild and fun.
Yeah.
When's the last time that the... I mean, I'm trying to process that the Rockies scored, you said, 19 runs?
17 to 16.
How many games do you have to compile for them to get 17 runs? Like, if you went back and looked, is that like a seven-game swap?
You mean prior to that?
Prior to that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to take a look-see here.
You only have one today.
I'd have to look back, but I want to say that series actually set a bunch of recent records because all of the games were in, like, double digits. There were, like, 60 runs scored.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I thought that. I'm watching the Rockies right now.
Why?
I don't know. Because it was 20-1, so I flipped it on. There is no one there.
No. Well, why would there be?
Well, you know.
Well, I woke up, so I had day baseball, you know, which I was excited about. So I played 9 holes this morning, and then, like, I was done early because we teed off really early. So I was like, ooh, Mets baseball, day baseball. Flip over, 3-0. And it's like it's early. It's like it's 3-0. Now they'll be fine. 5th inning, 6th inning. And I'm like,
turns out they weren't fine.
No, it turns out they weren't fine. No, it wasn't.
You need to rethink your strategy.
Yeah.
Always assuming they'll be fine.
Well, I'm trying. I told you yesterday.
They're free falling.
That I'm trying to be a less hateful Met fan this year. I'm going to be more positive. And up until now, I've been positive. But really, they got swept by the Guardians. And then they got the Brewers. They got the best team in baseball coming up next. That should go well. What the hell?
So you bros are only 2.5 out?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, but they were in first, and now they're not.
So. They're only 2.5 out, and they're still in wild card position. You got a 3-game lead on the next best wild card team.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Oh, they'll get in the.
So you have more of a cushion.
They'll get in the playoff, and then nothing's.
The Reds are chasing them.
Yeah, whatever. It's not.
Watch
it's not
out good. For my Reds.
Yeah, your Reds, just like your Marlins. What are you trying to tell me? The Marlins.
Hey, his Marlins might be helping up the Mariners today.
Tell you what,
they're up 5-2 on the Astros.
Yeah.
Your Marlins.
My Marlins.
Get out of here.
Upstart.
Get out.
55 and 57. Nice little record.
It's actually pretty good for them.
For them, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
By the way, yeah, I was looking at that Rockies you were mentioning, like the outside of that 17-6 game. Yeah, you'd have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games to equal their that one outburst for the Colorado Rockies. So the answer to what is the crappiest team of all time, what is the Colorado Rockies?
Of all time. Of
take that for data.
I thought the White Sox set that. Didn't the White Sox have the worst record? Yeah, just last year.
It might be the Rockies this year.
Are the Rockies on pace to break that?
I was just going to ask that.
I think they were. Weren't they going to break the run differential too?
Well, they were early in the year, but then they kind of caught fire.
They're 30-83.
Well, I know, but if you look at their last... I heard this on my favorite midday show.
One of those?
So, yes, they are currently on track to be the worst team.
What do you call the Luke Anderson.
It's the happy hour.
The happy hour.
No, I know, but what do you call that?
It's just the happy
time
hour.
Of day.
Well, that's midday.
Is that midday?
That's midday.
Yeah.
Is that my favorite midday show? I don't know. Are Danny and Dusty, or I mean, Danny and
the
Patrick?
Law firm?
Is that a midday
that's
show?
That's mid-morning, right? No, that's mid-morning. It's not midday.
Ducks Insider, midday?
Midday.
So
midday.
My favorite midday show.
Yeah.
Now hosted by Luke Anderson.
Yes.
And a side dish of the great and indelible Jeff Rust.
Mm-hmm.
They told me. I believe it was yesterday that the Rockies, I think in the last 50 games or so, they've won like 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they did start like 8-50.
Yeah, they were, I mean, they were historically bad, and then they weren't, and now they are still kind of. And the game's over. The Blue Jays win at 20-1, guys.
Yeah, I'm looking. Yes, they are on pace. AI.
Yeah, he just said that.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
on pace to go 50-112.
Yeah, that's why I was actually.
And what was the record last year? White Sox. How many did they lose?
They're also on pace to have a historically bad, but not the worst run differential of all time. And then that's cheating because it's the eight. We talked about this, but the 1899 Cleveland Spiders. That doesn't.
Yeah. That's the team where the owner
owned two teams.
Yeah, and he took all the good players from that team and put them on the other team.
Yes. Yes. Did you hear that on your favorite midday?
No,
mid-morning.
We disseminated that information.
Wait a second. Here it says the White Sox went 41-121.
Yeah.
So the Rockies
they're
not
be
on
pace.
Pace.
Yeah, they were.
AI's so stupid
you
sometimes.
Can't trust AI.
They just said they're on pace.
Why are
and
we
then
even,
they're not on pace.
I know. Why are we wasting our time with
that? That's binary. Yes, AI. No. They got it wrong.
We need to hire that one nerd that Zuckerberg did. Do we have $250 million in the budget?
We might need $251 is the problem.
That's this true. Yeah, I don't know if 250 is going to get it done. Interesting.
So I'm looking here.
Oh, boy. Anytime Rob gets out a piece of paper and a pen, just get ready.
Yeah, so their record over the last 55 games, the Colorado Rockies we are discussing here. Yeah.
The streaking Colorado Rockies.
Is 21-34, which is not bad. I mean, for them,
what is Colorado?
They started
Rockies?
9-50, and they are since 21-34. They have picked up the pace considerably. Although you wouldn't know that watching today's game, where they only lost by 19.
They are, in case you were wondering, they are 33.5 games.
Is that all?
Behind the Dodgers.
Yeah. Hey, the, number one pick, maybe.
The next worst would be the Chicago White Sox at 22.5. Back of the Detroit Tigers. So who are the Colorado Rockies?
Anyway, back to the Mets.
Yeah,
they just got swept.
Yeah, I know. Let's just not. Let's go.
And they almost got no hit by some guy no one's ever heard of.
And if Sook's already annoyed, the YouTube already pointing out one of the things Sook hates the most. You guys are all matchy-matchy today. Your little black hoodies.
Yeah. Why do we have hoodies on? It's humid out there.
Well, and that's the thing. I made the mistake. Although this is a t-shirt. It's not a sweatshirt. So I thought I was going to be fine. I was not fine. I have not stopped sweating since like 1:15. And then I think it's over, and then the sweat comes roaring back.
You know, people don't know this, but we live together.
Yeah.
Stepbrother style.
Well, now I'm down in the ADU. Now the dick's gone. I've weaseled my way in there. It's me and
Sook in the cat palace.
Me and the cats, and we hang out, and you know.
I hate it when Sook gets on my drum set.
Start working it. Yeah, everyone got derailed today.
What happened?
With the furry thing. No one could figure out what animal you were. It derailed like every show on the station.
What animal? Who?
Well,
was?
There's the TCU quarterback. Turns out he's a furry.
So is he doing bits or is that a real thing?
I think it's a real thing.
Okay. What's a furry?
Oh, he it's his kink.
It's people whose fetish it is to dress up in furry animal suits, like mascots or other
they have like sex for they have sex, but is furry animals.
As furry animals, yeah, it's a kink.
Josh Hoover.
Yeah, he's a furry. And so everyone was going through, and everyone kind of settled on some animals, but no one could peg you. I was listening periodically throughout the day.
Oh, peg me.
Yeah, peg you.
Like what animal I would be? Is that
I would hope, other than the peg. Every time I tuned in periodically throughout the day, they were all discussing. No one could figure out what the hell you were.
And I was like, does this station have anything better to talk about?
Apparently not.
Like the Mets?
Yeah. I'm trying to talk about anything other than the Mets right now.
Expired. Well,
this YouTube commenter says Rop is a mink.
Ooh. Yeah, they kept going back and forth. Ooh. Someone said an owl. Ooh. You were an owl for a while, and ooh, yeah, it was ooh, all over the place. Buck was a nice Labrador.
Oh.
Which, by the way, was
that's
good.
Not a compliment. A Labrador?
Sure it is. How is it not?
He's just a big, lovable guy.
Lovable? Loyal? Yeah. What else do you want?
You're a lackey.
What?
A lackey?
Yeah.
So what kind of a furry does that make me?
I thought the Labrador.
What?
Bug, I thought that was like
that's
spot
very
on.
Complimentary.
That's
your all-American breed. You're like, lovable.
All right, I'm gonna go at Buck for a second. You know, that guy's a bad parker. We both that's pulled true. In at the same time today, and the dude's riding the line over into my parking space.
Well,
and guess what he says when I get out of my car? I'm like, hey, you can't park, you son of a bitch.
Was that before or after you gave me the finger?
That was after.
Yeah.
He said, win some, lose some.
And walked away.
He didn't repark?
Well,
no.
I had already turned the engine off. I wasn't going to start it.
And
up.
By the way, I looked inside his car when I got out of my car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Were you gone when I discussed this?
I must have been. Oh, I don't.
I think you were gone. Because,
whoa.
Like, when I
it's like a tornado went off in there.
Yeah, yeah, it's a granola bucket.
We had a thing. Because, you were gone. But, when there's shows at the Keller, I used to have one of you two drop me off down there because the BTJ's office is over there. And I just leave my car here. And one day you were gone and I asked Buck if he could drop me off. And I've ridden in the 2014 Gold Subaru. And let me tell you, it's delightful. I had a chance to ride in Buck's Subaru. Wow.
Delightful is not how you describe
like,
it.
Like, did you even sit in it? Or did you put down like a
look, and
towel?
I felt bad because when I brought it up on air, I thought Buck got a little sensey about it, but...
Oh, I think I owned it.
Well, I know, but
applesauce stains.
I don't think you were... I didn't think you were particularly, like, proud of it, but I will tell you, it's...
It's one of those deals
it's
where
alarming.
I don't like it, but I'm just like, eh.
And again, I...
You can't really help it, can you, when you have little kids?
I mean, I am the primary transport in the morning of those two little hellions, and they're the best thing in the world, but they leave such a mess in their wake.
Yeah.
I just kind of deal with it.
I just... And it's hard to say anything because he's doing me a favor and he's dropping me off, but I think he could tell when I open the door that I kind of... Oh. Like, you can't hide the expression. When you see it, you're like...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. It's that. And then, like... I didn't want to be rude, but I kind of wanted to clear the seat because there was just
granola bits,
Fruit Loops.
Yeah, and then I it was just a conversation where we're like, let's not talk about this while we ride. But
so how's your day?
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's disgusting.
Well, there's things happening.
I see that with my brother and his wife's car.
Yeah,
I see that.
Yeah,
because they have two kids.
Yeah.
And I've seen that enough to know that is not indicative of the person driving.
Yeah.
Although I want to make it that way.
It's a kid.
It's really not.
It's a kid
it's
situation.
The kid. Is it possible to have a clean car when you have a kid?
See, that's the thing. If you saw my, like, either my bedroom or living room or kitchen, you would have a much different idea. There's not just crap everywhere.
Let's do a Buck Cribs tonight.
Ooh.
Let's do a deep dive. Okay. Didn't we just renovate to get rid of the asbestos?
We did.
Yeah, see?
Are you back in your house yet?
We are. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's exciting.
It's wonderful.
Nice new big kitchen.
Nice
short. For your kids to screw
commute.
Up.
Yeah.
People are saying, come on, we know Rop is an otter. Buck getting the Clydesdale. That is true. I don't know why they didn't go Clydesdale for
that's
you.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm ready to party. Who's ready to party? It's a big Wednesday.
Let's do it.
Big Wednesday program.
Let's go.
We are going to start our show today. We have not started yet with the great smelling salt banning. Of 2025.
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
George Kittle may just retire.
Yeah, he's not happy.
No, he may just shut the whole damn thing down.
This is Isaac and Souk on 105.1 The Fan. Well, I missed this when it happened. which doesn't often happen in my award-winning show prep.
Slipped by you, did it?
This one did. But I just saw the video of the grizzly bear charging at the Kraken mascot.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, that happened. Was that a day or two ago?
Bro.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday's news.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, it's no good. It's right out.
So I don't know what they're doing. They're out in the middle of some river.
Yeah.
They're shooting a promo, I believe.
In the woods. And he's got a couple of, hangers-on.
Yeah.
You know, the Kraken mascot, as Kraken mascot does.
It happens.
And he's got his head on, you know, the Kraken head. And, dude, a grizzly bear from the other side of the river
just decides to take an interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is charging at him. Dude. And then the guy in the mascot uni kind of sees it. You can tell that he's like, let's get out of here. But then he can't really see him because he's got a mascot head on.
Yeah. Of all the outfits you could have,
yeah,
while a bear is kind of checking you out, I would think a big mascot head is about as bad as it gets. I don't even know, to be honest with you, I didn't know that the Kraken
look like that?
Look like that.
Yeah, what even is that?
I don't know what that is. Because I mean,
is it a squid?
No, it doesn't.
Well, it kind of reminds me of like the Flyers thing where it's just gritty.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a thing.
It looks like a
Philly Fanatic.
I don't know what that is. It just looks like an emoji that's kind of evil.
But it does, because a Kraken is like a big giant sea monster. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't look like that at
all. It doesn't
look
like that.
AI says it's supposed to be a sea troll named Bowie.
Yeah, it looks like a troll.
Oh, my God.
I tell you what, the grizzly bear didn't like that.
A sea troll?
Nephew of the Fremont troll, a famous Seattle sculpture.
Oh, boy. Dude, sometimes they really outthink the room. Why couldn't you just have a... Never mind.
Would him having that stupid head on help him against a grizzly bear? Because then maybe the grizzly would get that head off and just start going after that.
I think that would be the only thing is that maybe you hope it goes to the head and doesn't start clawing at you. But my guess is when that thing takes a swipe at that head, it's not good.
I think the head is what made it angry in the first place because it doesn't know maybe what it is. I would take the head off and throw it at that thing. Why do you need to keep the head on at that point? Head on a swivel.
I will tell you right now. If I saw because they've got some other bros and they're fly fishing. If I'm in that mascot and I'm getting paid 65, 70 grand a year, whatever that mascot gets paid, and someone's like, hey, what's the name of the mascot?
Bowie.
Bowie. Heads up. I'll tell you, at that point, all bets are off. F you, that mascot head. I don't get hazard pay for that. And I'm with Buck. I'm punting that thing at the bear, hoping that the bear just decides that.
Or throw the fly fisherman at him.
Yeah. Tripping
just
him.
Shove him over.
Yeah. But they're
playing with fire. Like, they're way too close to that grizzly bear, dude.
Yeah. And the bear does seem interested in what they have going on.
Yes.
So.
He's like, this is my river.
I'd like to believe that some of those are professional Alaska guides, and so maybe they feel a little more, you know, comfortable around bears. But
they've got a trank gun with them.
Something, man, because that bear is certainly interested in what they have going on.
Just because you're comfortable doesn't mean you're in the right. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I don't care if you're like Bear Grylls. You should not be that close to that bear.
Probably not. That's not a real
now
recipe.
Now, that said,
it's not a recipe for success.
You probably shouldn't run and or turn and run.
No, they
right?
say that's like the worst thing.
Yeah, you're supposed to like slowly back away.
Slowly back away, or you're supposed to act big and make a lot of noise and let it know that you're not a predator. But you're not supposed to fight back against grizzlies, brown bears. Black bears, you're supposed to fight back. Fighting back against brown bears is a no-go because you're not going to win. You're just going to piss it off. At least it seems like kind of a smaller brown bear, so there's that.
Kinda, but it's charging pretty hard. Like, basically all that ends up happening, and they're really lucky, is that the bear just stopped.
Yeah.
Well, that bear was going to take his ass out.
Look, let's be honest. Someone needed to change their waders after that. Because something tells me the sea troll hadn't spent much time up in the Alaskan River.
Now, if that bear mauls the Kraken, you got to change the mascot?
Yeah, probably. Bowie, rest in peace.
Make it a grizzly?
Or you can lean into it and do bits all season where you're like, oh, you know, Bowie's getting better. He's on the mend. Will he be ready for the opener? Oh, he's ready for our big rivalry game. And do a whole thing about it.
Oh, God.
That's a rough go.
Marketing.
I will tell you that, and I don't know if you can't like, maybe you can't do this because it's like an NHL team, but like, I grew up fishing in those rivers, and I can assure you at no point did we go into any of those rivers where my dad did not have a hand cannon on a shoulder harness. That wasn't one of those that you like kept on the hip. No, the old man Sukanik had a 357 and he had a 44, and one of those was strapped to him at all times. He also brought a flare gun and bear mace. My dad didn't mess around. I was a little surprised that no one up there, no one had anything.
Or maybe they didn't. We just didn't.
They
see
probably
it.
And that's why I was wondering if maybe someone, that when the bear turned around, there might have been an off camera of someone firing a couple warning shots up in the air, telling the bear that yeah, we're good here.
Meanwhile, all the salmon are rooting on the bear. They're like, yeah, get him.
Take that some bitch
for
out
for once. Anyway, caught that.
That may be the end of mascot fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what bit they were trying to do.
Or at least promo shooting in Alaska.
Yeah.
Can they make that part of the promo?
They got some footage.
They got it on film.
Where Bowie buoys his pants at the side of that. I don't know what river they're at, but you know, you do. When you're up there, you do. And I've never been like, I've never had a bear charge at me, but you certainly see him across the river, but for the most part, you give them a healthy space and, you know, you let them know, you know, just you're not any sort of threat. Most of the time people get mauled. It's you either come across a bear that's killed something or you turn a corner and you run into a mom and the cubs and then mom decides that.
Then you pick up a cub and run. Is that a good idea?
That's probably not the best of ideas.
Shove down your friend.
Or you get some idiot that wants to get close to him because he thinks they're majestic. And you're like, yeah, it's not the best of ideas.
They're smelly. You don't want to get close to them. They got bad breath, man.
Yeah, I'm not interested in, like I said, I've been close, not close enough, and that's good for me.
Well, we've blown through the segment. So up next, why George Kittle is distraught. Hmm. We're all distraught.
Yeah. What kind of world are we living in where this...
No kidding. Where are our freedoms going?
What are the troops even fighting for?
Here's Buck with SportsCenter. So before we get to smelling salts talk...
Yeah.
I was just watching baseball again, and they just pointed out that the Blue Jays, you know, we were talking about them beating the Rockies today 20-1.
It's a bit of a mercy rule right there.
Yeah, the Blue Jays just set a record in baseball history.
Hmm. What do we got?
No one has ever done this.
Well, they always say when you go to a baseball stadium, you could see something never done before.
This is part of why I love baseball.
Yeah. Always a little something.
The Toronto Blue Jays, out of nowhere,
because mm-hmm.
the Royals just took 2 or 3 from them.
Okay.
They have scored 45 runs in 3 games, that's which has runs. Been done. But they set a record with 63 hits and 13 home runs in 3 games in Colorado. No team has ever done that over a 3-game span in the history of baseball.
Good Lord. Run that by me one more time, those numbers.
63 hits and 13 home runs in 3 games.
My good God. Grief.
No team
21
has
hits a game.
Ever done that?
Yeah.
No, wild.
That is wild.
Which those is Blue Jays.
More than 2 hits an inning.
Here's another That's thing I crazy. Love about baseball is we just kept jocking the Dodgers. You know, this season was all about, oh, the Dodgers, heh. And the Yankees, you know.
They'll still win the World Series, by the way.
Dodgers, Swift, Yankees, yeah. Whatever. They're all hurt. Whatever. You know who the 3 best teams are?
What they
Toronto, Milwaukee, and Detroit.
Yeah,
that's what I love about baseball.
And Milwaukee was good last year, but no one saw. I don't think anyone saw Detroit or Toronto coming.
Yeah,
certainly in that division,
right in the butt.
The Orioles. I mean, that's one of the most disappointing stories in all of baseball. Is Baltimore.
So George Kittle's pissed off.
Yeah, he said he was going to retire, but he won't.
Well, he was joking.
I know
about that.
Yeah,
but how does George Kittle replace smelling salts? He wants to know.
I don't know. I don't know why you would. Why would you? Would you ban this? It makes no sense.
I'll tell you why. So the NFL has banned smelling salts.
Okay.
And George Kittle interrupted the set on NFL Network. Fred Warner, his teammate, was being interviewed.
Yeah.
And
he crashed the interview.
He crashed the interview to say, "Hey, smelling salts, bleh. Taylor Swift, bleh." According to the the league sent a memo to the teams and it said, according to the memo, beginning this season, teams are prohibited from providing or supplying ammonia in any form. This includes ammonia capsules, inhalers, ammonia in a cup, or any form of smelling salts.
Now, they said the team can't provide them. Can the players bring their own?
Well,
I mean, I just I just heard that they had been, that the NFL had banned them, but according to that, that says the teams can't supply them. What if I supplied them myself?
In 2024, so they're saying that the memo sent out is because of the FDA warnings issued last year.
Really? We're now concerned?
Yeah, the FDA.
And what did the FDA, thanks a lot, Obama. What did we?
Yeah, that's totally Fauci.
Yeah, what did we, but the vaccine's okay, but not smelling salts?
In 2024, the FDA issued a warning to companies that produce commercially available ammonia inhalants. They call those AIs, Chase.
Yeah, oh, I see.
As well as to consumers about the purchase and use of AIs regarding the lack of evidence supporting the safety or efficacy of AIs marketed for improving mental alertness or boosting energy. The FDA noted potential negative effects from AI use. AIs also have the potential to mask certain neurological signs and symptoms, including some potential signs of concussion.
I'm still confused. They keep saying potential harm, so we don't know that they're harmful. They may be harmful, but we don't know in which ways they're harmful.
As a result, the NFL Head, Neck, and Spine Committee recommended prohibiting the use of AIs for any purpose.
For God's sakes. I love how the NFL, you play a sport that literally kills people. It takes years off their life. And you're adding more games. You're going to go to 18 games. And yet now we're like, well, oh, and by the way, you can get doped on whatever sort of painkiller or anti-inflammatory you want. That's great. Toradol shots for everyone. Painkillers make the league go round. God forbid you got a drinking problem, because that's okay. But smelling salts is where we draw the line. Cool. Cool rules, everybody. Awesome.
So what's George Kittle to do?
I don't know. Smelling salts are great. I used them every game.
Still, and Kittle says he uses them every drive.
Yeah. You just, you know. I still use them sometimes. Every now and then I order them off like Amazon, and they're good. Like if you're getting ready for, you're getting ready to do something, you want a little chutzpah, you know, it's just a little white tablet and you crack it and then you kind of shake it and it turns pink and you put it under your nose and give a little, that'll wake you up in the morning. Maybe if you're going for a long car drive and it's night and you're feeling a little drowsy, well, again, going to wake you up a little bit.
Baker Mayfield is also unhappy. He says, not sure why. I think the reasoning was that it masked concussion symptoms, but if you get knocked out, which is the whole purpose of smelling salts, it's to wake you up. You're not allowed back in the game. I think it was a quick trigger to ban them just to kind of cover your ass.
Yes.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
He said, you just got to bring your own juice to the party. Got to wake up ready to go.
Yeah, it's just...
I'm going to be severely affected, to be honest with you. Said Mayfield.
It's just dumb. It's
severely
just...
affected? What does he mean by that?
Well,
again, all I'm saying is if you're used to doing it and like you're George Kittle, you use it every drive, look, you'll be fine. George Kittle will adjust, but it does suck. If you're used to doing a little something to kind of pick you up, you know what also people do for this? They rip Zins. So, you know,
Dan like, Lanning.
Yeah.
Style.
Throw a Zinner up there and that'll do the same thing. That'll alert you. That'll wake you up a little bit. So
what about a little bump?
Well, there you go.
Is that illegal?
I think that's legal.
Oh.
Yeah. Someone just got dinged for
really?
Yeah.
In the NFL?
Yeah, they got 3 games for the policy.
Well, Jordan Addison, but his was DUI and reckless driving. Was that?
No, someone else. Someone
did Diggs get it for the pink powder on the boat?
Someone got he had the cocus. No, someone I got to look it up. Someone got 3 games for the substance abuse policy. So, no, you cannot do a little bump. But I do find the NFL very hypocritical when they talk about player safety and they're banning smelling salts, but they're going to 18 games.
Brandon Jacobs said he did a bump before high school games and went off.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
in high school, huh?
Yep.
It'll wake you
17.
Up. Well, the amount of players that, and I don't know if they've cracked down on it, but.
Dude, suddenly we start talking about cocaine. Look who just showed up in the other room.
Oh, convenient.
It's Dusty Hara, everybody.
Dude, Adderall and amphetamines, that was another one that just, they banned it, so everyone got therapeutic. I think at one point, if I'm not mistaken, there was like 200 and something, it's like 240 medical exemptions for Adderall. From NFL players.
So the old greenies they used to pop.
Yeah.
Those were amphetamines,
amphetamines, yeah. And those were fine when I played, so everyone...
Well, I was going to say, was that a great decision to ban them? I mean, probably, right?
Yeah, I would guess. I mean, it is, it is pumping the old
but
heart.
I'm sure at the time, Pete Rose threw a fit.
This is outrageous. But
those guys lived on those things. You talk to any player from the 60s and 70s, they'll tell you, dude, We lived on greenies.
Well, I kind of caught the tail end of the Wild Wild West because, like, I remember being, like, with the Denver Broncos, and we'd be in the locker room, and this is why I always laugh when people are like, well, these athletes know everything that goes into their body. No, they don't. You would get, like, a week into camp, and people would just be dragging ass, and someone would have something in their locker. And someone would be like, dude, what's that? And they're like, it helps me wake up. And they're like, dude, really? And they're like, yeah, give me 12. And dudes would just be taking handfuls simply because someone else had them.
Yeah, Brandon Jacobs said he ran for 338 yards and 4 touchdowns after doing bumps before a high school game.
Well, there you go.
Huh. I wonder what he would have ran for if he didn't do the bumps. Maybe 400 yards. Nah, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Just because he had a good game, maybe he didn't.
Buy some drugs.
Yeah, have his best game.
That's not the first, nor would be the last time a professional athlete went out on cocaine.
Marshawn Lynch used to have Hennessy.
Yeah, I remember him saying that.
There was I don't know if we can say who it was.
Hennessy. That can't help you play.
No, that like, can't.
It was more of a ritual. Than a performance enhancer.
Maurice Clarett, when he was with the Broncos, he got busted. He was putting Grey Goose in a water bottle.
Yeah, that's right.
That didn't work. We had a reporter for the Blazers that back in the jailblazer days, and he would find find white powdery substances around the locker room, and then he would have to inform like the team, like you might want to, before the rest of the reporters notice, you might want
to.
You might want to get that wiped up a little bit, and then there's
flour.
It'd be a talc. Is that in the bathroom in a little line? Just erase it. You know, that's, dude, if you don't think that there is a massive drug use going on at every level in every sport, but yeah, we're going to take a hardline stance against.
Well, there was another, I mean, let's go to the baseballs again, and that was the Angels pitcher, Tyler Skaggs, who died.
Yeah.
And it turns out the Angels, I think it was one of their trainers.
Just giving it to him.
Was supplying guys around the league.
Yeah,
painkillers.
That's why Wade Miley was another one. Remember he got popped for this? You ever seen pictures of Wade Miley? You know what he looks like?
No, I can't say that I do.
Dude, you got to respect Wade Miley because he actually is pretty decent pitcher, but look at his face. Dude, the circles and the bags. Dude, that's a drug addict if I've ever seen one. And apparently he was getting all this stuff, just like Tyler Skaggs, and throwing one hitters.
Well, we had
that dude's in prison, isn't he?
I think not.
Is he not?
I don't think so.
And this is every team, but we had our own pharmacy. You didn't have to leave the locker room. So you just walk into your pharmacy and like you go to the training room and then next door to go to the pharmacy. And then you would mix and match with other teammates. There was one poor kid at Oklahoma and I know it did start a little bit of a discussion and I think they've gotten better. I know some NFL team doctors got in trouble because they weren't writing prescriptions. They were just handing out pills on planes, which everyone did. And now I think they actually make you have a prescription before you get something. But there was the kid at Oklahoma, I think he was a linebacker and he died and it was from pills. And I'd have to look it up, but I want to say he had 6 or 7 different prescriptions, like legitimate medical prescriptions written by people associated with the athletic, you know, department. My man had like 6 different pain prescriptions. Someone might want to do some due diligence on that. But it was just drugs used to be the dirty secret. And I'm not close enough with it now to know whether it's completely cleaned up, but leagues, especially the NFL, don't exist without painkillers and anti-inflammatories and smelling salts. And your body can't handle 17 to 18 weeks. It can't. Everyone needs something to get through. And that's where I find it a little hypocritical where they start trying to pretend that, you know, there is a straight line when that line is crooked as all get out. That's scoliosis line.
So Wade Miley is not in prison. However, he is accused in testimony because the Skaggs family is suing the Angels because Tyler Skaggs OD'd.
But it wasn't Miley supplying. It was the...
The Skaggs family is suing the Angels. In court testimony, it has come out that Miley was Skaggs' supplier.
Oh.
They were teammates. Actually, you know who else gets named in that and actually testified was Matt Harvey.
Oh.
Because
Harvey was a...
He was doing drugs. Yeah. He was teammates with Skaggs in Anaheim.
Hmm. The the Oklahoma linebacker that I was talking about, his name was Austin Box, and he had 5 different prescription painkillers written to him and an anti-anxiety drug, all in his system. So
no criminal charges for Miley, but he's involved in the case.
Yeah. And that's what I said. Like,
so if you look at three pitchers, Skaggs, Miley, and Matt Harvey, because they were not all on the same team.
Yeah.
Right? So if you think about that, yeah, it's like the steroid thing.
It all goes around.
It's like you wonder how many other pitchers,
yeah,
or ballplayers, yeah, were involved. There's 3 that have been outed because, mm-hmm, one died,
yeah,
and there's a lawsuit. But you wonder how far those tentacles stretched.
The answer to that question is very, very, very far.
Maybe that's why your Mets lost the 2015 World Series to my Royals.
So the trainer is doing 22 years in federal prison.
Matt Harvey was on that team, was he not? That was the year that they brought him, or it was the controversial game where they left him in.
Yeah, so maybe there was something to that. Although, if drug use prohibited winning a World Series, then the 86 Mets would have never won.
No, wait, they took him out. I think it was that they took him out.
Took him out? Yeah, I don't.
And then they lost?
Yeah.
And he wanted to stay in?
Look, then how about this? Cocaine.
Is that what it was?
Cocaine and painkillers and drug abuse led to a World Series for the Mets, and it cost them a World Series. So yeah. I say that's a push.
By the way, that trainer convicted of distributing fentanyl to Skaggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his last name? K?
Eric K is his
K,
name.
Yeah.
He's doing 22 years.
And so
now
he's the one that has phone conversations of talking about Miley supplying Skaggs.
Sure.
I wonder if he's like trying to deflect the blame or something. I don't know.
Again, it's never as simple as when you're dealing with this. You're right. I mean, it's just different tentacles. He wasn't just supplying one guy, or you find someone that has a connection and then you go through them and you know, it's just.
But go look at Wade Miley's, seriously, go Google image Wade,
yeah,
Miley.
Yeah, I did.
Dude, that is pill face.
Yeah, he looks terrible.
He looks awful.
Yeah.
And he's always looked that way.
Well, Matt Harvey had that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt got fat,
he got fat and had the big bags and, you know, kind of fell apart.
So how should we feel about Rich Hill?
You mean Dick Mountain?
Dude, Rich Hill's back for the Royals. He's like 45 years old.
Yeah.
He has always looked. Have you seen those bags under his eyes, dude?
Well, he's doing.
He looks wasted out there.
He's doing something right. He's pitching when he's 45.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Although he gave up 6 runs the other day.
Yeah, well, he is 45.
Well, he's collecting a paycheck. All right, there is hot sports drug talk, ladies and gentlemen. No more smelling salts. What will the NFL players do? Baker Mayfield is distraught. George Kittle's going to retire. It's a mess.
I think we're going to stop.
Perhaps there's a betting angle that Buck can get in on there.
Believe me, if there is an angle there for Kittle's unders at the start of the season, Buckley's going to find it.
Ooh, good handicap.
All right.
We have to focus.
I know we do. Trying.
Can't just talk about, you know,
drugs
the entire time. Wouldn't it be great if we just said the all drug, you know, hey, whatever. Do whatever you want.
I don't think that would be great, Jason.
Thunderdome. Won't someone think of the children? Weren't they going to do that? Wasn't someone holding? Someone was going to hold an Olympic-like games and was going to allow all the drugs.
Yeah, like the steroid games or something.
Yeah,
like,
that was a real thing.
They were
was
like,
some,
just let people get juiced out of their minds and then, yeah, see what they can
there
do.
There was some American swimmer that had won like a bronze or whatever that said he was training for it and he was taking a bunch of stuff. Dude, he looked like the GD Incredible Hulk. I don't know if any of that ever happened, but there was someone that was planning on doing that.
Where does this guy rank among the top quarterbacks of the last 25 years? That is next on The Fan.
Someone saying the smelling salt sales must be skyrocketing. That is true.
Oh, guaranteed.
This is probably the best thing to happen to smelling salts. Were people not aware of smelling salts? Was that not a common?
I don't think it's a regular person thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a sports thing.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure they use them in boxing.
Yeah.
They use them in MMA.
Yeah, we have them at our gyms if you know.
As a fairly average human.
You know, do it before a golf round?
You know, I make a couple bogeys.
Dude, it might help, right? You're in a little bit of a slump. Maybe you got early morning tea time and, you know, the swing isn't working that well.
Breakfast ball, breakfast bump.
Rob,
usually it's the other way.
I'm going to bring you a couple just so, you know, try it out before a big putt.
All right. That's awesome. I get to the 18th green. I got a $1,000 putt.
Focus up, man.
I was like, guys, hold on one sec.
I kind of, Drano. If I brought you one, will you please try it on the golf course? I would love
sure.
I would love to hear your thoughts before you rip a drive.
Put an extra 50 yards on that bad boy.
I've never done a smelling salt.
Yeah, you know it's it's a one-time thing. You just throw it away. They don't last very long. But yeah, I am intrigued because I've used them 1,000 times. I've never used them on a golf course, and now I got one. And it's probably not good on, you know, my golf game is not going to affect it one way or another. But an actual real golfer, I'm intrigued.
Well, I know a lot of bros who are really, really good players, like win tournament type players, who drink in order to, because golf's a very nervy game.
Yeah.
They do a lot of drinking to get to a place where they
are
nice and that level.
Which is fascinating.
It is fascinating. It's probably, I mean, it's definitely not healthy, but I know a lot of bros who do it.
Yeah.
And I also know a lot of dudes who get, who hit the J out there.
Yeah.
You know, like they, that's, calm, they want the other way. Yeah. They're like, they're just nice and calm and.
Yeah, golf is a weird.
Flow state.
Yeah, golf is a weird. Hey, that is a good one. Is there another sport that has a flow state as casual as golf?
Yeah, golf's just this, you're always riding this line of just relax, but also focus. You know, it's really hard to ride that line.
And there's not a lot of significant exertion. You know what I mean? Like you're walking, you're swinging, but you're not like, it's not like you're running around. So like it, you can try to walk that line a little bit.
That's true, but you,
surfing maybe?
There are so many.
Oh, bro.
Bruh. There are so many people in golf who swing out of their shoes.
Mm, yeah.
Right? Like, there isn't a lot of physical exertion, obviously. But it's amazing how many guys try to hit it 800 miles.
Yeah.
That's like not, that's the opposite it's of the what opposite. You should be doing.
Yeah. I that's just, it's, it is a uniquely,
bro.
Yeah. It's just, it's a uniquely formulated sport. I just don't know if there's anything else quite like it. Is why you see so many dudes struggle with it from a, you know, a ment. It's the same, you know, it's the only thing, it's not moving, it's right there.
The ball is not moving, it's the only sport where the ball is not moving. Yeah. Am I right about that?
I think so. And you have to just, you know, all you have to do is repeat the same thing over and over again and you'll be fine.
Just do that.
Just do that you've done 1,000 times.
All right. Well, now we have to break.
Again?
Yes.
That's correct.
We gotta take a drug break.
Where does this guy rank?
Oh, yeah, we're going to rank somebody.
Among the top 25 college football quarterbacks of the last 25 years. Now, I
can't wait to rank guys.
I saw a list, and I tell you what.
We're still in that.
I tell you what.
We're still in that segment of the year where we're like, list.
Tell you what. Little low.
little low.
Little low.
Guys being dudes.
We will get to that next. On 105.1 The Fan.
Everyone's been tuned.